have that time. It's party time from the Culture Swine on Radio DR.co.za.
Hi guys, it's party time from the Cultured Swan, and I'm recording from my room today. I'm by myself, you know, keeping to the COVID-19 regulations. Today, I basically want to reach out to everyone that's basically been struggling during this COVID-19 lockdown. When I say struggling, I'm talking about like mentally, physically, emotionally, just people who've been battling to keep the momentum going, you know? Like with regards to myself, I know I've obviously been slacking off with making episodes. And to be very honest with you, it's just been such a struggle to pull myself out of bed every day and, you know, find people to record, find topics to talk about. And then I've obviously got a 9-to-5, which also just takes up a lot of my time. So yeah, by the time the weekend comes through, I'm really not even thinking about my podcast anymore. I'm just thinking about taking it easy, you know, being kind to myself. But I've also just noticed with the amount of time that after that 9-to-5, the amount of time that I have when I am home, how easy it is to find myself in such dark places, like in terms of my thoughts, in terms of I think in terms of my thoughts, like mentally. And so I just want to say, if there's anyone out there that's also going through it, really, I can't even say surround yourself with people that are going to make you forget. But I just think, like, you just need to find what, you really need to fight and find what makes you happy. And I'm not talking about, like, mental illness, because I don't think I have that, but I think it's just because of the time that I have to be like to just be thinking, and the time that I have to not be out in the world filming stuff and, you know, making content. And I can only imagine what other content creators and other filmmakers and freelancers are feeling, you know. So, yeah, it's a struggle. I want to keep the momentum going, but it's so rough. It's so tough. There's so many regulations. There's so much to think about. And it just sucks, you know. When I think about myself and where I want to be in terms of my career, I'm not happy, but this time it's not my fault. It's COVID-19. No, but like on a serious note, it just sucks that I can't even do little jobs on the side. A lot of people are canceling their things, like their events, which means that they cancel their camera people, their sound people, their whatever people who were going to be part of the production, which means no money coming in. So that sucks. So yeah, mentally I'm a bit unstable, but like not in like a worrying, is that a word? Worrying. Not in like a get worried type way, but more of like I just need more things to stimulate my mind, so that I don't go, like, I don't go astray, I guess. So mentally, that's me. Emotionally, I'm a bit everywhere, you know? If I'm not dealing with work and people's egos at work, it's people's egos at home, it's the boy stuff. I mean, gosh, ugh. Men just, guys, if there's advice that I'd want to give myself like 30 years ago, if there's something I wish I could have given myself, like advice I could have given myself like 2, 3, 4 months ago, It is don't in fucking include. Don't include a boy whilst you're, like, pandemicking. Don't involve any man, any niggas in it, because, wow. Legit, wow. I'm in absolute shock, actually. Nonsense. But anyway, so emotionally, I'm basically... Yes, sis. I'm going through it, eh? It's a yes, sis. It's... Yeah. It's a lot. Physically, I'm like... I've definitely gained some weight, you know? I've definitely gained some weight. And I'm thinking about losing it, but, you know, I haven't actually... taken the steps to it. You know, if anyone out there wants to be my jog partner, that's my thing. I want to lose weight. I want to, like, be healthy, but I don't want to do it by myself. I really like doing stuff with someone else, because it, especially when it comes to exercising, because I don't like exercising. So it'd be great if I had someone else to do it with. So if anyone out there wants to be my exercise partner and has, like, suggestions on ways to lose weight, and just, you know, just be pretty. Well, not be pretty, but, like, just liking myself a bit. Oh, fuck, I love myself, actually. I'm lying. But, you know, just losing weight. I'll just say that. If you have any suggestions on how one can lose weight in a happy, fun way so that, you know, they love themselves a bit more, please, like, tell me, you know. And if you want to be my partner, if you want to, what do you call it? If you want to hike with me, let me know, bruh. Like, I'm open for anything, legit. So that's me on a physical. And then, yeah. So that's the 411 on party time. But to just go back to what we're talking about, I just want to say, oh, my phone just fell really bad. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I really want to talk about, or what I really want to say, is that anyone out there that's actually struggling and actually, like, finding it hard to do shit and keep their momentum going with projects that they're trying to do or whatever, just know that you're all in my thoughts, and I really hope this, like, lockdown comes to an end eventually so things can go back to normal and people can start hustling and, you know, making their money, bruh. Because that's the biggest thing, is that once people stop making their money, you know, depression does kind of creep in, bruh. Because, like, a lot of things need money. A lot of things need money. So when there's no money, I'm sorry, like, that would definitely screw up my own mental stability, you know? So, yeah, but I legit just want to talk about living at home with your parents. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm kind of done. I am quite fed up, guys, like... And you know what? COVID-19 lockdown is like blocking me from making enough money to do the whole moving out of home thing, you know, since obviously most events are getting cancelled. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a videographer / editor, so I can't even, like, make side money and, you know, move out. But I'm tired. If anyone is, like, keen to house me for, like, 3 weeks out of the month. Aren't there, like, 3 weeks of the month, actually? Maybe, like, one week of the month, you know? That would be super great. And I know that there are pros for, like, living at home. Like, obviously, you save money. Hey, I don't know, hey? That's the only pro is that you're saving money. What are the pros for living at home, actually? If anyone can tell me other pros aside from saving money for living with your parents, please go ahead. But I know for me a con right now is that I can't do what I want. I still have a curfew. 23 years old. I have a car. I have a job. I have my degree. I graduated high school, college, konke. But I still have a curfew. So that's con number one. Con number two, if I'm making food for myself, there's no such thing as making food for yourself. I have to make food for everyone. Why? I don't know. Why is everyone hungry the same time that I'm hungry? That has never made sense to me. Three, I'm the only child now that's like here because my brothers are in Cape Town. My sister's living on her ace. So all the instructions, the demands and everything gets like directly sent to me. Which sucks, which honestly sucks. I can't have friends over without permission, without asking. I'm talking now pre-lockdown. Like I'm not even including the lockdown thing anymore. But now even with lockdown, I can't have my friends over because obviously my parents are like high risk. So I can't be like exposing them to any Tom, Dick and Harry. Speaking of Tom, Dick and Harry, I can't have boys over, which sucks, but you know, it is what it is. I'm trying to even look up like pros and cons for living at home online, and the only pro is the money thing. You might be healthier. You might not be healthier. I think I am healthier that I stay at home. So that's another pro. I am healthier living at home in terms of like the food that we eat. Because I know definitely when I'm by myself, away from my parents, when I'm at work or anywhere else, I easily like order junk food, eat junk food, you know. But when I'm at home, we definitely have these veggies, we have water. Yeah, so I guess that's another pro. But yeah, the only thing that I'm like not liking now with living with my parents is the mere fact that like I'm by myself now and I have no like sibling to conversate or relate with, whereas they have each other, you know. My mom and my dad, they have each other, they get each other's jokes, they're always together. So I kind of feel lonely, bruh, and it sucks. And then, you know, I want to leave, I want to not come back, but I have to come back. Even just the whole thing with chores and like responsibilities, like before everything, I have to first be a daughter and then I can go do some ratchet shit, you know, that sucks. So yeah, legit though, if anyone even knows of like an opening somewhere that's like R100 per month, R100 and not grand, please hit me up. I'm ready to like be out of here. I'm ready to miss my parents, you know. So yeah, living with parents, not recommended. Bye.
Okay, sure. Radio DR.co.za.